Good morning and welcome to Community Connections with Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County. I am just one of your hosts, Sean Boyle. And with me is
Ashley Mack.
Welcome to the half hour radio program that's all about connecting you, the listener, to resources and things that are available in our great community we call St. Lucie County. Now, we at the Children's Services Council, we're just having this discussion with our guest after 10, 11 years. We claim that we're not professionals. And he's like, how can that be? And I'm like, because we haven't gotten any better in those 10 or 11 years. So that's pretty obvious, right? But what we do at the Children's Services Council, besides this radio show / podcast once a week, which is the highlight of my week, is to focus on five priorities for our community. And those five priorities are: one, making sure every baby's a healthy baby; two, stopping child abuse before it happens; three, keeping kids off the streets; four, keeping them in school; and five, keeping them off drugs, alcohol, and other risky behaviors. And when I say that we focus on those, what that means is we track community indicators in those areas. We see where the need is, and then we develop and fund systems of care and or programs that are available to all children and families in those five priority areas.
And so obviously we use this show to introduce you to some of those programs and to talk about those resources, but there's lots of different ways where you can get that information. One of them, obviously, on our website at cscslc.org. We share a lot of information there about our programs, along with their contact information. But also from time to time, we share success stories about families that have utilized the services, kids that have utilized the services, and what has happened to them as a result of participating in the services. So there's some really great information that you can find on our website. And then you obviously can also follow us on social media. We share, just about every day. This feels like a really busy season. I don't know if you feel that way, Sean, but I feel like we've been at events like every day for the last few weeks. So Facebook's a good place to kind of stay in touch with us and see where we're at and what we're doing and what's going on. If there are family-friendly events that we are involved in, we always make sure to share those as well so that you can participate with your family. I know my favorite thing that Sean loves that I say is that when people complain, there's nothing to do here.
Oh my gosh, you did the voice.
I know, it's your favorite. But we beg to differ. There is lots to do here. And a lot of it involves our funded program partners and other agencies. And so we like to share about that on our Facebook and Instagram. So you can follow us there to learn more about that.
Yeah, I think, you know, this is airing on Sunday. On Saturday, there's two things that we're going to be at. One is the Citizen Summit at Port St. Lucie. And again, we're pre-recording, but I'm just telling you where we were yesterday. And then the Youth United event by the United Way to support their youth leadership. So there is a lot going on. And if you ever ask yourself that same question, Ashley's going to do that voice one more time.
There's nothing to do here.
There's always something to do. And you can easy way to find it is on our Facebook page. I also, you know, Ashley, we've been doing this show for 11 years, 10 years, 9 years. Nobody really knows. No one's really keeping track because it's that bad. But if you do have any suggestions for radio show guests, topics that you want us to talk about, or quite frankly, if you just want us to get off the air, you can text us at 772-237-1130. Again, 772-237-1130. Obviously, we want text because we might be recording and we can't answer. So this time of year is generally when we get, we make something available that's kind of a big deal for us. It may just be a big deal for us, but we think it should be a big deal for everybody. And I'm referencing and speaking about our annual impact report that is going to summarize all the accomplishments of not only us as an entity, but all of our funded programs kind of rolled up in a nice, fun, dare I say, fun to read report. And that is actually going to be released probably within the week of this airing, right?
Yeah. So we're excited about it. You know, it's something that I think we put a lot of time and energy into making sure that the information is digestible, I guess would be a good word. Like, we recognize that we might be data nerds about the information, but not everybody is. So we want to make sure
that you just call us nerds.
I did. I'll own it. I don't know. I'll take it. But, you know, we want to make sure that the information that is in there can be easily understood so that you, as a resident in our community, can understand the impact that these programs are having. And really the purpose for them being there is to make sure that our kids and our families are successful. And so in the annual report, we share a lot of that information. Again, we share a lot of successes that the programs are having, along with kind of where our focus has been over the last year. So we're excited about releasing it. It's earlier than we've ever released it, which, you know, TBD, it's going to get earlier and earlier.
Yeah, surprise. I was going to say surprise.
Yeah, but it'll be available in printed copies if you need them on our website, obviously in PDF. So if you see it and you have questions, don't hesitate to reach out, because again, we're kind of nerdy about it and we'll talk about it all the time. Sean knows the data in there like backwards and forwards. So I'm sure he would love to have a conversation with you about it.
Yeah. Invite us out to your, you know, your gathering, your family reunions, or your workplace or your place of worship or your civic group. We're more than happy. We just spoke at the Rotary Group down in Port St. Lucie, so we're more than welcome to come out. And, you know, we always give out our website, which is www.cscslc.org, our social media handles, which is down to Facebook. Obviously, look up Children's Services Council St. Lucie County, or Instagram. We're waiting to finalize our TikTok dances before we jump on the TikTok. But you can always give us, this is a long way for me to say that you can still call us and we will answer the phone at 772-408-1100. Again, 772-408-1100. Before we get to our guest, Ashley, you and I attended a couple weekends ago the Chamber of Commerce Business and Industry Awards. We were fortunate. We didn't win our category. Technically, we won last year. We've won four times. I sell that to say that we're not bitter that we didn't win this year, but we were a finalist in our category for Business of the Year. But more importantly, much, much, much more importantly, we were able to give out our annual Community Impact Award winner to somebody in our funded programs that kind of goes above and beyond to help not only the kids that are under their care, and obviously the related families, but also just the community and establishing that relationship and trust. And very proud to say that this year's award, the award winner, went to Vic Miller of Project Lift.
Yes, who's just an awesome individual. If you know him, I know that you love him, and I'm sure you feel the same way about him that we do. I just want to tell a real quick story. I don't know if you remember this, Sean, but I can't remember where we were, honestly. Maybe it was one of the Project Lift luncheons that Sean has invited us to in the past, Sean Kyle from there. But he told a story about how Vic sometimes, you know, they work really hard to make sure that the kids that they're recruiting into the program, you know, are the kids who need that service, the kids who really need somebody to kind of help them out and walk alongside them, whatever they're going through. And he shared that sometimes Vic will just go and sit in the back of a juvenile courtroom on the days where the kids are coming in front of the judge. And if the judge isn't sure what to do with that youth, Vic will stand up and say, we'll take him. We'll take him at Project Lift. We'll figure it out. And I just think that's so, you know, a lot of our programs have room, have capacity to serve more families, but not a lot of them are out there just pulling kids in. And I think it's so awesome that Vic does that. And the work that they're doing at Project Lift is so important and has made a huge impact on our community already. They've only been around here for what, like 18 months, not even. But we're really lucky for all of them to be here. And I'm glad that we got a chance to recognize him. I think it was really good. It was nice.
It was very good. All right. We're going to let our guest in, who's been waiting very patiently.
Yes. So I feel very excited to say that it's February, because I don't know about you, but January felt like it was 65 weeks long Am I the only one?
I'm excited because February, check out this February for you.
I know you are a big fan.
My wife's birthday, my son's birthday, my anniversary, my birthday. It is called Broke February in my household.
I get it. Broke February is a real thing. I am very glad that January is over. It felt like it lasted forever. Despite all of Sean's celebrations in February, there's some attention that goes specifically to one of our funded programs in February. Our guest today, Chad from 211, has been with us before. So he is not new to the, lack of professionalism that we have on the show.
I was going to say harassment, whatever you want to call it.
Harassment that we provide to him, the rules that Sean puts in place. I'm kidding. But February is an important month for 211. And Chad's going to talk to us a little bit about that. And then we'll get to talk a little bit about their programs and some of the fun things that they get to do. So Chad, thank you for once again joining us for this very informal, not very well put together radio show.
Chad, before we got to you, we did inform the audience that you told us it had been 11 years. So, because none of us are keeping track of time, but you are, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, because I do listen to the podcast. I might be one of the select few who do, but I do listen to the podcast.
That's awesome.
Number one fan. That's
true. I like having 211 on because I never have to write their phone number down when I ask, hey, how do people get a hold of you? That's my favorite part.
It's very easy. And thank you guys for having me again. And I'm very familiar with Broke February in my family as well. February is my birthday, my daughter's birthday, Valentine's, all of those things. So yeah. And still trying to recover from the holidays. So,
exactly.
Yeah. We're
all familiar with that as well. So yeah. And thanks again, 211, we say that February 11th is 211 day unofficially, and February being 211 Awareness Month is a big deal. It's one of those things that sometimes I struggle with, like, do I keep talking about the same things over and over? But obviously, yes, you do, because there still is a need there. And unfortunately, even now, I can go out into the community and I could say 211, and some people still wouldn't know what that is. It's important to keep talking about the resources that are available so that when people need those resources, when they're going through those storms, whatever that might be, they know where to turn and they're able to get the help that they can. So thanks again.
I think that's a perfect segue. I like the way that you said that, in storms, because I think people can relate to that because we're in Florida. So let's say somebody, like you said, repetition is important and making sure that people are aware. And I'm sure there's maybe somebody listening going, well, 211, that's three numbers. What's that mean? Why are they saying everybody should know this? What's the significance? So maybe explain to everybody even what 211 is, right, from the basics, if you will.
Sure. We like to say that we're the crisis line and helpline for anybody who doesn't know where to turn for any situation that they might be going through. That's what we're here for. So, and we get a wide variety of calls. Sometimes people in the community I'll be doing a tabling event and they'll ask me, hey, what are you selling? Nothing. I'm not selling anything. I'm literally here to offer you free help available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year for whatever you might be going through. And we get all sorts of calls from people who just don't know where to turn to. We get calls, is my child, they're like 18 months. Are they saying the right amount of words at this point? And sometimes, the answer is yes. And sometimes no. We get, my rent is going up this month. What am I going to do? Where can I turn? Or I'm a veteran and I don't know what resources are available. And, anything from that all the way up to, I'm feeling suicidal and I've got the method and the means to end my life. And I need somebody to talk to right now. So whatever a person might be going through, whether it's a physical storm, a literal storm, or a metaphorical storm, that's the easy number that you can call. You don't have to remember anything 211. And you can text too. There is that option available. There are resource specialists available to speak to those people that either want to text or chat or call, whatever storm they might be facing. So, yeah.
And I think, Oh, sorry, Sean. I was just going to say, I know we kind of bring this up every time we talk about it, but I think the text in the chat feature is such a huge part of what you guys do, because obviously, you know, we're concerned about kids and children's issues. And so much conversation has happened, especially since COVID, that surrounds the mental health of teenagers and kind of how they've dealt with that and what they have faced since that sort of, I don't know, hurdle that our whole society looked at. And so I know texting is their preferred method of communication, because I have two teenagers that live in my house, and I don't think they know their phone makes calls. I think they think it only texts. But I think that's an important thing for us to consistently remind them of, that if they need help, there is a way for them to chat with someone or text with someone who, you know, is a non-judgmental third party. It's not your mom giving you advice. It's not your grandma trying to tell you what to do. It's somebody who can help. And so if they are in a situation where they just need somebody to talk to, that exists for them, that is available.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it really is hard to talk about. I just can't even imagine what it's like to be, I guess that's Gen Alpha, the teenage generation. The world is just completely different than it was than when we were kids. And it's just so much harder for them to, you know, even with bullying, you know, when we were kids, if you got picked on at school, you could go home and be safe. Well, there is no safe place anymore. You know, the kids are connected to each other 24 hours a day. So having the access to text or call or chat or whatever with someone to say, look, I'm being bullied and I don't know what to do. And that, you know, the resources are there and they're struggling. You know, they that generation went through a lot. And I don't think that we're going to fully understand the scope of the mental challenges, probably not for, you know, a generation or two to come, and the changes that are happening in society as a result of that. So, yeah. And anybody that's struggling, I had a conversation with a friend of mine who lives out of state in a cold weather climate. And he was just telling me, even though he's got family, he's got good jobs, he said, I'm just feeling lonely. And anybody can be experiencing that right now or at any time, you know, and it's nice to have that anonymous, confidential, free resource available right now, you know, for anybody. And that, you know, wouldn't be there. It wasn't there when we were kids. It wasn't there, you know, you didn't talk about your problems. And it's nice to have that to know that that is there for whatever they might be going through. And it's not just kids that like to text, you know, the older generation too. Like, I don't like to talk on my phone, you know, and it's rare that I'll pick up my phone either, but, or anybody. And we're starting to see that more and more with seniors. We're getting even more more of our calls are coming in via text and chat, even in an older generation versus what they were even just last year. So, yeah.
Just not as many emojis though, right?
No, no. And I'm not an emoji person either. So I don't, that's a language that I don't speak.
I still type out ha ha instead of LOL or whatever you're supposed to say. That's how, but I do think that the texting, which is, correct me if I'm wrong, it's 898-211.
Yeah. So, and then you can, another way to remember that would be the TXT. So text 211.
Oh, didn't even know that. That's genius. So I do think that, you know, and Ashley, you and I have talked about this many times on the radio show. You know, we give out these numbers, we have these programs that come on. Oftentimes the hardest step is making that first call, right? And there's a little bit, to your point, Chad, there's a little bit of more vulnerability when you make a voice call versus a text. And so if a text makes, you know, a 50-year-old feel more comfortable, and we know it makes a teenager feel more comfortable. Actually, I already clarified that for sure. But if it makes a 50-year-old, for example, feel more comfortable in asking for help, then I think that's genius that you have that option.
Yeah. And, you know, wherever technology goes in the future, we'll go there too. You know, if it's social media, which I'm not a social media person, but, you know, for those that are, there is the option to reach out directly. There's even an app that you can get on your phone, you know, if you want to use that. There's a 211 app for either Android or iPhone. So whatever the technology holds, and who knows what that's going to be, you know, 5-10 years from now. But, you know, we want to eliminate as many barriers as possible for people to get the help that they need when they need it. So.
And I know that you, when we kind of did our pre-discussion before we clicked record, you know, we're releasing our annual report here in the next week or so. And I know that you talked about you got some preliminary data. And again, you contact 211, either calling 211 or texting 898-211. If you need, you know, if you're like, hey, my electric bill is getting ready to get turned off, or hey, you know, I need help with childcare, or whatever that your family needs help with, they're there to provide that resource and that linkage. You also do a lot more than, and I'm sorry, also the crisis part, if you need somebody to talk to, if you're in a crisis, but 211 does so much more than that. Sometimes it's like, it's almost like this whole list of special programs. It's really, again, kind of amazing that all that is offered through one single portal, if you will. Do you want to briefly talk about any of those?
Yeah. You know, and I'll hit some of the numbers too. I know sometimes numbers can be a little boring, but it's important, I think, for people to realize that, you know, we handle a very large volume of calls that come in, and our program covers five counties, Palm Beach and all the counties of the Treasure Coast. But preliminarily, we're looking at somewhere in 2023, more than 165,000 calls during that year alone. Probably in St. Lucie County alone, we're looking at close to 30,000. We don't have the exact data yet. So you can see that that's a lot of calls. That's just not like five calls a day. Just St. Lucie County, I think that comes out to a number of around 70 calls per day. So there is a big need there, and it's important that, you know, we're answering those calls. And some of the trends that we're seeing, like we talked about already, are the mental health calls. And I don't think that's going away anytime soon. Somewhere around 30 to 40% of our calls have callers tell us that they have a mental health need. So that's a big percentage of that. And we're starting in some other trends we're seeing and have continued to see would be housing issues, rent and housing issues. And then now, I think in the last year or so, starting to see food issues, food and grocery assistance issues, even more so than we had probably seen in the past. So, those are, and I wish I had an easy solution to those problems, but what we do know is that there are resources available. All of the different partners that you guys fund, and that, you know, the others that are out there in the community that even may not get funding from you, there are resources that are available to help those people that are going through those. And you mentioned some of our advocacy programs, some of the ones that, you know, you fund children's programs, obviously, and, you know, you want to keep every baby a healthy baby, obviously. So and there's a lot of programs that we do, but some of the ones that are more geared towards children would be our Help Me Grow program. Our program, and I mentioned, I think the ages and stages questionnaire that a child can experience to determine whether they're developing at the right rate. And that's for children anywhere from 0 to 8 years old. And there's a free program we can do. We can do that right on the phone. You don't have to go into a doctor's office or anywhere else to get that done. And then, you know, if their child does need assistance, then we can connect them with the right person and the right resources and the case managers that are available to give them the kind of help that they need. And that could be through a variety of different programs, you know, Easter Seals, others, a lot of different programs help with that. And then our special needs helpline is something that we've had in Palm Beach County for a long time. And in the last couple of years have gotten in St. Lucie County as well. And that's for any family with a special needs member of their family and any of the resources that might be available to them as well. And it's a huge program. We're very proud of that program. Some of the others, our Sunshine Daily Calls for, this is the one that Sean always talks about with our special voices. And I was trying to think of other special voices that I think I would want, like Mr. T, I think would be a good one.
Yeah. I like that.
He would tell me to pity the fool, the, you know, whatever.
I like that one. That's a good one.
And, you know, just to kind of highlight the numbers again, that's 600 people a day are getting those daily calls, more than 600 people. And that's just our program. So it's huge. It's not like we're just sitting around. Caregiver support for anybody caring for a loved one, which we know, if you've ever had to do that, is tremendously challenging. The statistics show that oftentimes those caregivers predecease their loved ones because they don't end up taking care of themselves. Their needs get put on the back burner. So any kind of caregiver support, our first responders, that's probably our most recent program, where, you know, first responders have a very challenging job, and it's like teenagers don't want to talk to their parents. First responders don't want to talk to their chief or anybody else in their office. So they want to talk to somebody anonymously, they can do that. And veterans programs as well. And like you said, I could go on and on. We're always run out of time whenever we're on the show. But, you know, it's nice to share a little bit about what we do and to get that word out there.
Well, and I think that, you know, the whole point of this show and the crux of this 11-year adventure on the radio program is to connect people to resources, which really you could shortchange all of that. You could stop. I mean, I'm not advocating you stop listening, and please, the owners of this radio station, close your ears for right now. But you could shortchange all this by just remembering three numbers. It's, I mean, literally 211 will connect you with not only our network, but really an entire community's network of resources that are there to help. And, you know, and actually, you know, we always, you know, we have guests on, we give out numbers. We just gave out our number, Chad, before you even came on. And we recognize most people aren't writing it down because it's a number and it's, you know, kind of hard to remember. But if everybody that's listening to this show just told their friends, their neighbors, their coworkers, their congregation members, like, look, when you need help, and honestly, we're the Children's Services Council, so we have the umbrella of children, but this is broad. If you just need help, period, end of story, remember 211 and call. And when we talk about mental health, you know, actually, we've been talking a lot about this internally, you know, and there's a lot of, you know, mental health is a very complex issue. But particularly when it comes to kids, really what they want is they want somebody just to listen, you know, and sometimes they don't want somebody to have the answers because sometimes the answers aren't just like that. They just want somebody to hear and feel what they're feeling and understand it. And really just that acknowledgement that I'm hearing you, that's part of this mental health crisis that we have that's going on in nationwide, actually. And 211, again, either the ability to text or just to have somebody to talk to is part of that solution, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Not only is that, I think it's important to know that you know, someone will listen to you, but that you matter and that, you know, you're important. And I know we're closing, but as we close, I just want to urge anybody that if you're feeling overwhelmed or you're in a crisis or you just need to talk, 211 is there any time of the day. We don't take days off. There's no like holidays or Christmas or anything like that. It's 24 hours, 365 days a year. And the support is there to provide the resources that you might need and just to listen.
And I'm going to flip it, you know, in our last couple of minutes. First of all, 211 on February 11th. Remember, it's 211 day, but obviously the whole month is 211 day. So I'm going to challenge our listeners in the month of February, tell everybody you know about 211. And on February 11th, double down on that effort because that's the day. but I will also put out there that, and I'm going to like just flip the script here in the last couple of minutes. Let's say, you know, we're obviously telling people to know about 211 when you need help, assistance, somebody to talk to, you know, veteran services, elderly services with Sunshine Program. But if you have a resource that you're offering to the community right now, if you provide, you know, your church feeds families every Sunday, or you've got a program that outreaches to young kids, make sure that 211 is aware of that resource so that when somebody calls and they're like, oh, you're in that neighborhood where that church does the feeding, they can make that connection for that family. And they can, Chad, and in order to get their resource kind of like in the system, I know that's not a great description, do they also call 211 as well?
Yeah, they could do it, or they can do it straight on the website. There's a section right on the website where you can make sure that your program, whatever it is that you provide, like many of those things that you mentioned, that they're part of our database. And, you know, maybe if you're a part of our database, you want to go on and just double check, because we want to make sure that we have the right up-to-date information in there so that when someone does call, because the community resource database that is online is the same one that our resource specialists use when someone calls. So, you know, make sure that information is up to date. Whatever you might be providing, whatever resources available, we want to make sure that we're getting out the most accurate, and maybe not, you know, it's not about who pays the most to get their ad up at the top or whatever. It's just, we want to make sure that we're providing the right, most accurate, most up to date resources available to whatever situation a person might be experiencing.
This really isn't radio show relevant, but I'm just making a mental note. Ashley, next time we bring all of our programs together for Coffee Connections, let's make sure Chad's there and let's have him remind everybody to update their profile. Because I'm wondering, I'm trying to think what our when's the last time we've updated ours?
Every year. We do it once a year.
Yeah, we usually try to contact everyone at least once a year.
Okay. Okay. Well, Chad, we want to thank you for coming on. You know, and I also want to say, you know, Chad, before we got to you, we talked about how busy, you know, these next couple of months and have been and will be with community events. Chad is at every event that we're at. 9 times out of 10, if we're there, Chad's there as well, or vice versa. Chad, if there's a church, a business, a civic group that wants to learn more, do you go out and speak to groups?
Absolutely. Whoever might have me, you know, just like you guys go out and speak and tell them about all the resources that you provide, you know, and all the different programs that you fund, I'll do the exact same. You know, anybody that's interested in hearing about who we might speak. I just got invited to do one coming up next month. So, you know, police officer groups, civic groups, churches, whoever it might be, if you're interested in learning about the resources that are available, I would be glad to come out and speak.
Awesome. And Chad, I'm not being facetious when I ask this, but is your number 211 as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, there you go.
I mean, I have I could get about my cell phone number, but to just call 211.
Yeah,
no one's going to remember my cell phone number anyway, but you will remember 211.
There you go. Well, thank you, Chad, so much for coming on. Everybody celebrate 211 Day on February 11th, which I think is genius. And remember the month of February, everybody that's listening to this radio program, make sure that everybody you know, love, and touch is aware that 211 is a resource.
Thanks very much.
Thanks. All right. I want to remind everybody, it's a weekly radio program every Sunday on 104.5 The Flame at 10 a.m. Do not fear. Do not fret. If you missed the show, do like Chad does and listen to the podcast version available on your phone via Magic, including iPhones. Yes, that's for Ashley. And I remind everybody that it's our children, our community, our future. Now more than ever, we're all in this together. We'll see you next time.